It was a battle all the way to the end for the Griswold girls basketball team on Friday night as it led through every quarter on the night, but Essex continued to hold through as the Tigers won 36-32 at home. Essex continued to make comebacks in the game, especially when it came down to the fourth quarter when they were within 4 points and continued to stay that close to the Tigers. Head coach Ryan Lockwood was very impressed with the performance of his girls and was happy to see a big turnaround for the Tigers after their two losses to start the week.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, the first two games, yeah, we came out on the losing end, but we really showed that we're doing the things we want to do defensively. Offensively, it's coming along, trying to get shots to go down. I thought tonight we really played that really good full four-quarter team game. Came off the bench, you know, with multiple players that were there ready to do it. We played as a team in full-court defense, in half-court defense, and in our offense, and got a lot of really good looks. I obviously would like to get a lot more of those just go down, but really good looks, and we rebounded the ball really well tonight.
Leading in the game for Essex was Brooke Burns, who was the player of the game of the night with 15 points, as she put down 12 second-half points to keep Essex close in the game. Behind her were both Mariska Ketcher and Elia Valdez with 4 points apiece. The Trojans also featured Sydney Swain and Kyle Valdez with 2 points each, while Tori Burns knocked down a bucket for 2 points on the night. Breaking down these stats for the Tigers, Addison Adams, Carson Adams, and Abby Golinghorst all earned 6 points on the night, and each made a three-point bucket in the game. Amanda Hauser, Madison Rush, Riley Harrison, and Brianna Tay all helped by putting down 2 points on the night. Finishing things off in scoring was Josie Milliken, who was able to put down just a point on the night for the Tigers. Leading in the game for Griswold was Carly Milliken, as she had no points in the first half, but put down 9 total points and grabbed 11 boards for the Tigers. She has continued to be a consistent force for Griswold this season, just as she was on Friday night.
As of right now, another big night. You know, last night she went double-double as well. She's really starting to assert herself. She's really leading as a vocal leader on the floor even more. She's a great leader, just trying to get that vocality up with her. And so she's just starting to take over. She's really starting to get to those spots, and the girls look to her. And so when she starts going, everyone else loosens up a little bit.
Griswold saw a great amount of improvement in their games against Fremont Mills and Lennox, as they were able to play strong, smart, and consistently all night long. This week was a great way to get back in the rhythm of the game to help prepare them for a tough Shenandoah team next Thursday.
It's always good to get that win and know that we can actually finish that game. You know, honestly, Essex never went away. We knew they weren't going to go away, and we needed them to stay in there because we need to learn how to play all the way through on that, you know, instead of just floating our way to a win. So that was really good. We learned we can play that four-quarter game, and we can count on everybody, you know, 8, 9, 10 deep on the bench, and we can be that force. You know, all three of these games this week have been great building games to go into that with, you know, the size of Lene Green and then the outside shooting of that Shenandoah team to be able to work as a team defense.
The Tigers will be off until this Thursday, January 11th, when they take on Shenandoah on the road at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.